President Trump's tariffs on the country's biggest trading partners are closing a long-standing loophole. It's one that's helped some online retailers keep prices low for years. Now, online shoppers could see bigger price tags across the board. An executive order Saturday puts a 25% tax on goods coming from Canada and Mexico, while China will face a 10% tariff. Trump's signature also comes with a suture, closing the de minimis exemption. The provision dates back to the 1930s, but the use of it exploded in recent years. It gave companies a free pass from tariffs when the packages they ship to the U.S. are worth less than $800. Experts say the provision helped fuel the growth of budget Chinese retailers like Temu and Shein. It's not just Chinese companies. U.S. logistics companies are also making money from these packages, as are warehousing facilities in Mexico and Canada. So business has been built around these small packages. Amazon joined the competition with its own third-party app, Amazon Haul. The app lets users shop cheap products directly from China. U.S. Customs reports from 2015 to 2024, the use of de minimis increased tenfold from 139 million packages to 1.36 billion. The agency says the exemption undermined American business and flooded ports with foreign-made products. Customs said the flood made it harder to screen for security risks. Moves against de minimis started under the Biden administration. They proposed a rule that would bar Chinese products subject to tariffs from getting the exemption. While Trump initially announced tariffs for China, Canada, and Mexico, Trump and Mexico's president reached a deal to pause tariffs there for a month. On Monday, Claudia Sheinbaum announced she'd increase security at the northern border and work to combat drug trafficking with support from the National Guard.